tits like coconuts.
Thank you. And there'll be more advice on feeding garden birds at the same time next week. But now we return you to an hour with the Campen Players.
Now, for your listening pleasure, we bring you popular celebrity cook Fanny Zena with her recipe for cooking yak.
Hello. First, take your yak. Skin it and truss its legs up. I like to buy my yak from Sainsbury's because they always have fresh yak available and I have a financial interest in the company. Now, once you've prepared your yak, you'll need to put it in a yak skillet. I found a little man in Norfolk who makes these skillets, and I'll be giving you his address at the end of the programme. Cover your yak in blueberries and douse in balsamic vinegar from Modena. Throw it in the oven, and then go out for dinner. Because, my dear, however you cook it, yak tastes foul.
And now, for your listening pleasure, another edition of our long-running serial, Mrs. Winton's Diary. Mrs. Winton receives a visit from the Reverend Shanks in today's episode. More tea, Vicar.
Dear Diary, Reverend Shanks from St. Twyford's came round today, collecting for the bring and buy. Trod mud into my hall carpet and then upset a plate of gypsy creams. He really is a most clumsy man. I know I shall regret it, but I gave him Barbara's hideous elephants by the pool figurine she got for me from Argos. He was very pleased. On the way out, he managed to trip over my gardening boots. Oh, dear. Good night, dear diary.
And now, for your listening pleasure, another edition of our popular series about doctors. Today's episode, It's All in the Mind.
Now, Mr. Jones, what appears to be the problem?
Well, Doctor, I seem to be suffering from amnesia. What do you think I should do?
Well, you know what you should do.
What's that then, Doctor?
You should go home and forget about it.
And now for your listening pleasure.
Another edition of our popular series about a country bumpkin's experiences of London. Today's episode, I'm loving it.
It's a funny old place is London. The funniest thing happened to me the other day. I went to one of them there fancy London restaurants. It was called Mark Donald's. Very smart it was. But I sat at that table for nearly an hour. And did anybody serve me? Did they, bugger? Funny old place, London.
And now for your listening pleasure.
Another edition of our popular series about failed northern comics. Today's episode features the excruciating wit of Barnsley's Dougie Dungheap. Hey-oh, enough about my wife. Now, here we go. Two cannibals sitting eating a clown. One turns to the other and says, "Does this taste funny to you?" Please, ladies and gentlemen, thank you. Please. And now, for your listening pleasure, our appeal. Today, on behalf of record company executives in Britain.
Hello. As a chief executive for a large record company, I'm asking you to give generously to our cause. Over the years, people have been downloading our music for free off the Interpol, or whatever it's called. Now, this has got to stop, as it's brought a lot of hardship. I've personally have had to sell one of my luxury villas abroad, and I can no longer afford to fill my swimming pool with champagne anymore. So I'm urging you to go to your local HMV or Virgin Megastore and fork out £20 for a CD. Yes, I know that's twice the price you paid on your holiday in the States, but it's for a worthwhile cause. More champagne, anyone?
Now then, nurse, who have we got here?
This is Mr. Smithers, Doctor. He's been here for 6 weeks with his leg in plaster.
Yeah, Doc, I've been lying here for ages with this bleeding leg in plaster.
Well, it's high time you had it off, Mr. Smithers.
I've been thinking the same thing, Doctor.
And now for your listening pleasure. An instant drama today... Jaws by Peter Benchley.
Oh, my legs are getting shorter.
That's because you're swimming in shark-infested water, you silly cow.
A police chief, a scientist, and a grizzled sailor set off to sort out the killer white.
Here, you son of a bitch. Swallow this. I think I killed him, but you just know there's going to be a sequel, probably starring Michael Caine. Now that would make me frightened to go back into the water.
And now for your listening pleasure.
Another edition of our popular series about mobile phone calls you'd wish you'd never overheard. Today's episode... Catch me if you can.
Don't hesitate to call my number. Here's my love all for you.
Hello? Yeah, I'm on the train. Sorry? No, it's still really contagious. I shouldn't really be at work, let alone be on this train. Yeah, the runs have stopped. It's giving me hideous boils all over my car.
That was another episode of our popular series about mobile phone calls you'd wished you'd never overheard.
Don't hesitate to call my number. Here's my love's all for you. Don't hesitate to call my number. Here's my love's all for you.
And now, for your listening pleasure, another edition of our popular series about the legal profession. Today's episode, Silence in Court.
Then, my lord, the accused broke into the premises and took an iPod.
Now, tell me, whatever is an iPod?
A device for recording music from a computer, my lord.
Oh, genius, ingenious.
He also stole a Sky Plus box.
A what box?
A machine for recording satellite television without videotape, my lord.
Amazing, amazing.
He also stole a beautiful Brenda blow-up adult doll.
Ah, yes, the Brenda model. She has a working mouth and jointed limbs, you know.
Thank you, my lord.
Now, for your listening pleasure, celebrity chef Vanni Zina makes the perfect meringue.
My dears, it's so good to be with you again. How did you enjoy the yak we cooked yesterday? I had to bribe the dustbin men to take mine away. Now today I want to show you how to make perfect meringues. First, whisk your egg whites up so they are stiff as an excited butcher's dog. Now, my little secret, add a little vinegar, and if you do, your meringues will be truly like Fanny's.
And now, for your listening pleasure, Mrs. Miller with the girl from Ipanema.
Mrs. Miller, with the girl from Ipanema.
Still to come, the very best of the very best. Plus, a chance for you to win a fabulous prize.
Oh.
Sorry, that should have read. No chance for you to win a fabulous prize.
Oh dear.